speaking with Governor Scott from the Massachusetts Transgender Political Coalition, who's at the splash party for the Boston LGBT Film Festival. What brings you out tonight?
Well, one is because I heard there's going to be really great food, and really great company, but MTPC has been a supporter of the festival for at least 10 years now, and we've always co-sponsored the trans track of films, so I love to come and just, you know, see what's happening, and, you know, I've already had a sneak peek of some of these films, but, you know, just to watch everyone else's reaction to what's going to be coming out.
Yeah, we seem to have a few films this year that look very interesting for the transgender community. Tell us about the project that you're working on with GLAAD.
We're working with AA GLAAD on our I Am Trans People Speak campaign, which we started in 2010 here in Massachusetts, but this past March we launched it as a national campaign and have made the campaign so that anyone can make a video telling their story, whether that's stories of discrimination, stories of coming out, parents talking about their children, things like that. And we're really excited to be taking a really successful project that we had here in Massachusetts and launching it nationally so that other states and other activists could use the same project for their own advocacy work.
What do you think about the new president that was just appointed at GLAAD?
I have only talked to him a few times. You know, I've been really excited about the direction they've been going in, and seeing he came from the inside, I'm hoping to see that direction continue. You know, my work with AA GLAAD has been really positive over the last year. They've done a lot with us around our trans equal rights bill here, and they've been really responsive when it comes to media stories about the trans community. And specifically in the last month, I've worked with them around the Miss Universe pageant controversy that had happened.
Yeah, what do you think about that controversy with the Miss Universe pageant?
Well, first, I think that any woman who wants to compete in a pageant, including trans women, should be allowed to do so, and that, you know, if people fulfill the obligations that they need to do to transition, they should be able to compete. I think the fear and the kind of the stereotypes that they threw up aren't accurate, and the similar ones that we hear when we talk about legislation, that someone's going to pretend to be a woman to get into some sort of women's competition is not true. And, you know, I think that they did the right thing, and, you know, from a business perspective, they're going to boost their ratings, you know, this much like they did with Dancing with the Stars. So, and it really, I think, you know, that the contestant from Canada, she's an amazing person, and that she shared her story and been so public has been really helpful for our community.
Were you surprised that Donald Trump actually came around?
I was a little bit surprised, although I did watch his interview on Barbara Walters, and he was pretty vulgar, and he was pretty stereotypical. You know, I think for him, it was a bottom line thing, but his true feelings about it, you know, kind of showed through in that interview when he was making jokes about people's genitalia, which were really inappropriate.
Well, enjoy the festival this year.
Thank you. Good to see you.
We're talking with Dan Hicks from Principal Financial Group, who's actually the sponsor of the Splash event this evening for the Boston LGBT Film Festival this year. Dan, how did you get involved with the Boston LGBT Film Festival?
Super. I'll give credit where credit's due. All the credit goes to Amit Dixit for our involvement with the festival. We've been involved in a community all my life. Basically, I'm a gay man, but the company has a group here that I started that does what it can to work with sensitivity and authenticity in the gay and lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community. Amit is someone that I've met over the years and was aware of, but it's only been the last few months, I'd say, since November or December that we became close, and I was so impressed by what he and James and others have done with this festival over the last few years.
Are there any films that you're looking forward to seeing this year?
Well, I think I'll say all of them, all right? I'll be studying the program a bit later on. One of the things I will say is that it's a great joy to be able to go to venues such as the ones in this festival and see so many different films from so many different countries, as opposed to what I oftentimes am forced to do in our home in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Massachusetts, which is wait and see what Showtime Late Night or logo will carry. It's so wonderful to see everything here so new and so fresh and so vibrant.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Huge. I actually live it. I'm about to turn 50, so I've seen, I guess, a lot of it. I'm from small town and in rural America, came to the city, met a man, fell in love, got married, and have been active both living my own life and trying to be a driving force inside a Fortune 500 company to get it to incorporate the needs of our community into its products and marketing campaigns and the like.
Well, enjoy the festival this year.
Oh, thank you so much. You as well. Pleasure talking to you.
We're at the Splash Party with Robert from New York, Inc., who's invited specifically for the Boston LGBT Film Festival to come attend the Splash Party. So are you having a good time, Robert?
I'm having a blast, Charlotte. Thank you for having me. Amazing food, amazing people. I'm having a great time.
So what do you think of the Boston LGBT community?
I think I might move to Boston. I think I might leave New York City behind. I've been in New Yorker for almost 36 years. So you know what? Boston is really a wonderful city. It's quaint, it's quiet, yet there's a lot to do, it's clean. I'm serious. People are talking to me all night long, giving me their cards saying, oh, if you're ever in town, or look me up, or if you ever need a job. So I said, hey, why not? Keep my options open, right? Maybe I'll join the film festival group with you. So absolutely great time. Can you beat it? The food was flown in from Italy. I've never.
Amazing.
And being from Italy, my parents are from Italy, and having the experience of going there, the food is very different, like just layers of flavor. So we're talking high-end cuisine here, you know. There's no corners that they cut here. So that's always good, right?
So while you're in Boston, do you have any plans about some other places you want to see?
I think I'm just going to sightsee in Boston while I'm here. Maybe call up a friend or two. You know, just hang out, get away from New York City and, you know, just kind of relax, decompress, and spend some time, you know, with the lesbian and gay film festival and splash party.
Well, have a wonderful evening.
You too, thank you.